The horrific double murder of a mother and child leaves many wondering what can be done for people in the county who are in abusive situations. Sophie Ford is the executive director of the Family Crisis Center of Prince George's County. She says a safe house can be an option, but their stay is limited.
97 days, and that number is composed of an initial 7-day period where you are relieved from that immediate danger, so you are able to come into the shelter and stay for a 7-day period, meet with the case manager, have your case assessed to make sure we're the best fit for you. We get cases where people come in and they say, well, I just needed to get out of there last night, but I can get to my sister's house in Atlanta, or I can get to my brother in California. Then our case manager will actually help them get to that point. If that's not the case, then at the end of that 7-day period, we're looking to see, okay, we can prolong your stay here up to 90 days, and these are the things that we will work on. Or some people honestly come in and say, well, this is maybe not the best environment for me. I'd like to transition out and find my own options, and that happens sometimes too.
Ford says the 3 months can be a time of restoration.
Restoration in the sense that it's extremely traumatic, as I'm sure you can imagine, for a person to be assaulted by a loved one, a person that they considered a partner, a husband, a lover, a boyfriend, what have you. And now they find themselves in a situation of being abused and being in this foreign place. So first and foremost, we want to make sure that emotionally and mentally, we're helping you to kind of stabilize from that situation. So we have a therapeutic partner that we work with that does groups, do survivor groups, parenting groups, life skills groups to try to help restore and replenish some of those things that might have been damaged or lost within that abusive relationship. And then beyond that, the re-education piece is really looking at what a healthy relationship should look like once you leave these doors. Some of the things that you might have missed in the relationship that you are coming from that you may need to look for in your next partner. And then also trying to address maybe some of the needs that you may have internally that kind of you find yourself attracted to people who have certain types of dispositions or certain types of behaviors. And so we're really trying to help people learn how to do things differently to keep themselves safe.
Sophie Ford, Executive Director of the Family Crisis Center of Prince George's County. Stephanie Gaines Bryant, WTOP News.